Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We are reading from this kitab, the title of the kitab, Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimension of monetary dealings in Islam. So Mu'amalat refers to our business dealings, how our business dealings can become Sharia compliant and pleasing to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We began the discussion, chapter number 17, Barakah, blessings in business, and those factors that contribute to a blessings and barakat in business. A believer works for barakat, not for figures. He taps into the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless him in his iman, in his taqwa, in his amal, in his business, in his health, in his wealth. He has the wealth and he has the health also. This is very, very important. That this is complete barakat. Allah Ta'ala blesses him physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. Then he can use that wealth, his health, his strength for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the last time we read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, a man is deprived of sustenance. A man is deprived of sustenance because of his sin which he commits. But this is very important also. A person finds the business is going down sometime. They're opening up. Have all the items, commodities, the goods are there. Right spot, the lighting is good. According to the asbab and the means of dunya, everything is there. Has a consultant and advising him. But then to something, is that right? Is that opening up? So he has to introspect some sin in my life or sins because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blocked the barakat. So in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again highlights when it comes to business and sustenance that taqwa has to be adopted. Taqwa to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commentators of Quran Sharif explain taqwa in two simple things. Imtithadu awamirillah, that to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that given moment. Wal ijtinab anil ma'asi, and to refrain from breaking the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To get the steam and to get that power, the strength to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to refrain from breaking the command of Allah, this is called taqwa. Taqwa is different translations. When it comes to business, just to be careful right now. Like how in business we are very careful, I must not take a loss. I should never suffer a loss or lose anything. So that loss, to be cautious, the first thing on the top of the list should be taqwa. Before having the correct supplier, the real supplier is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That he closed my account, what do I do? If Allah closed my account, what do I do? Now I adopt taqwa. Now I'm cautious in my business. More than everything else, I'm cautious in my business. There are two ayat which we will discuss in regards to taqwa and the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when it comes to business. When it comes to the system of dunya, we've mastered the system of dunya. 12 years of schooling, business management, different degrees, rubbing shoulders with high-profile businessmen. And we've learned the system of dunya. And to what extent also, how to import the items, how to market them, digital marketing. We have to tap into that certain category. So all of this we learned it. But what is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is dominating all other systems? This we have to learn. And very easy, once you know the system of Allah, how to tap into it, how to get from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very, very easy. We just have to do it the right way, the right time. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah describes his system, that we find a certain person very affluent, and we say in our hearts of hearts, he made it. He made it big. How quickly? He really has the acumen. He knows how to trade. He knows how to do business. Now we look up to him. Allah says, look more above. Look beyond him. Look at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Is he within the system of Allah or is he fighting the system of Allah? So to understand the businessman, to understand business, we have to go into Quran Sharif to understand, or we will get deceived. This ayat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, thereafter, when they forgot the advice they were given. They were given advice by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ulama ikram, parents, giving advice also, don't do it this way, make sure you go to your salah on time, you have your Quran tilawat. And before it was very common. Before any businessman went to his shop, first was Fajr Salah, if not Tahajjud. And it was a simple home, 2-3 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 toilet, simple kitchen, and all the children sitting on the table together reading Yasin Sharif. No Yasin, no breakfast. No Yasin Sharif, no breakfast, you can't go to madrasa, you can't go to school. Life was simple, the food was simple, but the hearts were alive. Yasin was the main ingredient, and Salah on time. Today the homes have become hotels. Each one has their own room, en suite, eat your own time, whether you read Quran or not, but you have to achieve. Did you do your homework? Did you go for tuition? Whether you remember the advice or you haven't remembered the advice, immaterial. Ya Allah, he is saying, Tabarak wa ta'ala, when they forgot the advice they were given, we open for them doors of everything. This system of Allah, we open the doors of everything. Until when they became proud of what they were given. Child didn't read Yasin for the morning, not even the mother, not the father. Allah opened dunya, gave them everything. Until they became proud. My father has the best car from all the fathers in the school. The child is sitting in the car and he's proud. And if you put him in a simpler vehicle or put she in a simpler vehicle, I'll never go to school in this car. What will my friends say? The mother also is so proud that now she needs to upgrade the vehicle. How can I drive this car? Certain person, they upgraded already. How can they take this car to school? Or to madrasa. They become proud of the ni'mas of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we open the doors of everything. Until when they became proud of what they were given, we seized them suddenly. We seized them suddenly and they were left in despair. But to the eyes outside, we'll see this couple made it. He's so young, look at the car he's driving, look at the vehicle she's driving, look at the children, how they're dressed. And soon they go on another holiday. But we don't understand right now. As we say in our human terms, they're being set up right now. They're being set up as an example, as a sample for the rest of the people around them. What empire they had. Don't know what happened. But the simple thing, they forgot the advice. Advice was being given week after week, day after day. The simple ta'alim taking place in the masjid. Advice was being given every night. From who? Not from the reader of the kitab, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Take heed. The commentary of the ayat. As for the statement, we open for them the doors of everything. Appearing in the third verse, it warns human beings at large that no one should be deceived by seeing the affluence of persons or groups and hasten to the conclusion that these were the people on the correct path and that their life was a model of success. As we might say it, they made it right. They did the right thing. They made the right moves. They opened the right spot. They got the right suppliers. We say these things. This is our system. The system of Allah dominates. What is Allah's system? That they're living in the disobedience of Allah and the doors are opening. It might look right, but it's not right. So with the ni'mas of Allah, the bounties of Allah, now I'm flaunting the beauty of my wife and my daughters in an open area. We're doing the reservation Saturday night. Take them out to eat. No parda, immodesty. Allah saying cover up. And I'm saying don't cover. Breaking the command of Allah openly. And with no fear. Right now there's a setup taking place. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But this is the system of Allah. Allah says I open the doors. In the disobedience of Allah Tabarak, but Allah says I open it for them. I give them. So no one should think and come to this conclusion that these were the people on the correct path and that their life was a model of success. Sometimes we're sitting at the restaurant table, and their family will walk in, and we tell the family, that's so and so. What a life they're having right now. But every one of them, breaking the command of Allah, everyone on their own phone, uploading, downloading, taking pictures right now, videos. What a time we're having right now. They may be smiling and laughing, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala right now is unhappy, displeased, breaking the command of Allah, but Allah is giving still. Enjoy yourselves. One should never forget that amongst them, there could be some of those disobedient ones who have been picked out to be seized with sudden and grave punishment. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see blessings and wealth raining upon someone, though he is deep in sin and disobedience, then know that he is being led into destruction. This is called istidraj. Istidraj is that his affluence is an indicator. His affluence is an indicator of his being seized in punishment. Understand this point, my dear brothers. His affluence in reality is an indication that he is being seized in punishment. What is punishment? Doesn't mean Allah might take his wealth away. Punishment means that with the bounties of Allah, he's breaking the command of Allah. It's already a punishment. You don't have tawfiq to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This itself, Allah has deprived him from the obedience of Allah. He has so much of wealth, but I can't make it to the masjid for salah. It's already a punishment. That your wealth can't buy you your salah in the masjid, how is it going to buy you a place in Jannah? Right now, shares are being given out in the masjid for plots in Jannah. I have so much of wealth that is blocking me from going to purchase my plot in the masjid for my Jannah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But I can buy everything in the marketplace. But I can't buy my plot in Jannah. That already is punishment. Allah give us understanding. Following a narration from Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the leading commentator Ibn Jarir rahimahullah has reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to have a nation survive and grow, these words we use in the marketplace, there's no place for growth in this company right now. I need to grow. So Allah Ta'ala wants growth for you. That the business has to survive right now, what's happening in the world. The fluctuation and how the market has turned around. So these two words we use very commonly in the marketplace. When Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wills to have a nation survive and grow, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala creates in them two qualities. For that business to prosper, to grow, to survive what is happening in dunya right now, the markets are changing all the time. Now it's gone into online business, and me as an old trader, I can't even fathom, can't even use a simple the cell phone, and now you tell me go online marketing, digital marketing. We only know how to do wepari with the hands, do business with the hands. But if Allah Ta'ala wants you to grow, and Allah wants you to survive, Allah will make it happen without all these mediums and all these asbab and means. So this is the tafsir of Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu anhu, who is buried at Al-Quds also. So he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to have a nation survive and grow, he creates in them two qualities. The first quality, moderation in everything they do. Moderation. No israf. And we can see which direction the ummah is going right now. Completely opposite. The spending in the incorrect avenues, on non-essentials. One is spending of the money, israf in the wealth, israf in time. Time is being wasted right now. Just to give an example of time being wasted and the urgency, a beautiful example is given by Honorable Ustaz and Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib al Barakatuh. He said, those that are traveling at the airport and they say gates are closing, the last call, father is rushing, he has his bag in his hand, he's carrying one child, mother is rushing, she's carrying some parcels also, 4 or 5 children, we're rushing to the gates, they're going to close. And the son sees a room, playroom, He said, "Papa, I just want to play a little bit." You can imagine the reaction. "That's the latest PlayStation they have there right now. Just give me 2 minutes." He says, "No time for anything." The daughter says, just one iced coffee. I just want to order one quickly." "There's no time right now. Just get moving. We need to board the plane. Don't look right, don't look left. I want to buy one chocolate, just buy one. There's no time. The gates are closing right now." In the same way, ulama say, our gate can be closed any time right now. Like we reach the qabr, but we still got time. Let's just go enjoy a little bit. There's an urgency right now. Look at the qabristan. Most of them are below 60, below 50. That is the reality. And he thought he's got time still. I still have time. Israf and wastage, extravagance in time. The time is going. The wealth is going. My energies are going. The energy I can be putting right now in the ibadat of Allah, obedience of Allah, and also obedience in the way Allah wants it. To read my salah according to sunnah. Not how I want to read salah. When it comes to business, I'm so particular. The staff, I taught him over and over again, pack it like this, do it like this. How much more do I tell you? Our salah, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, accordingly, that's how we should be performed, only way accepted. Two qualities Allah Ta'ala gives. Moderation in everything they do, and secondly, modesty and chastity. When israf will come, wastage, extravagance, the modesty and chastity will leave. As you mentioned, what's happening, because so much of israf right now, then the modesty is gone. Modesty in speech. Modesty refers to modesty in speech also. How a person speaks, is modest, he's careful and is conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But when israf will come and wealth will come in an ill manner, and then the da'wah will be there, we'll be sitting together, all on the same bracket right now. And look at the speech. What immodest speech. For the 2-3 hours we're sitting at the table, there's no talk about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the common word used, "Boss, how's it going? Boss this, boss that." That I'm on boss, you may be a bigger one also. Allah is the boss of all bosses. And he wants to wear even the brand name boss, that I'm the one, you can understand for what I'm wearing, what's my worth right now. Look at my car, look at my shoes, even my socks will tell you how much I'm worth. He wants to be the boss. So then modesty in dressing is gone. Modesty in speech is gone. What he's listening to. Modesty in hearing, in speech, in dress, the way he looks. The way he looks like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, eyes down. But when he walks into that avenue, that venue, the eyes must be on me. Finally I made it. Let the show begin now. And we'll see it. That I'm here now, let the food come. The boss is here. There's a modesty left, whether the men, whether the women. So modesty and chastity, that is abstinence from indulging in what is not right. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to destroy a nation, He opens for them the doors of breach of faith. Breach of faith, breach of trust. When He wants to destroy them, He has everything. But when He sits at the table, we'll say, "That guy, you can't trust him, just be careful. Don't do any business with him. He's made it big, but we don't know how he's made it, but be careful." So Allah Ta'ala opens this door. The door of everything will open, including this, the doors of breach of faith and trust. That is, they appear to be successful in the world, despite their breaches of faith and trust and wrongdoings. But they look like they made it. The eye is deceiving. The eyes of the heart have to open. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will open everything. When Allah wants him to grow and survive, then Allah will grant him moderation in everything, modesty and chastity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. SubhanAllah.